I'd like to welcome you back to Old Das Halacha and the Daf series. Someone recently shared with me a thought that he had, that he felt it was appropriate before someone walks into his office, his own private office, his room, he should knock on the door first. So the truth is that Chazal teach us Maseches Derech Eretz, based on a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, after they sinned, God called out to Adam. Vayikralo, God called out to him. And Maseches Derech Eretz points out that from here we learn Derech Eretz, we learn that it's appropriate, that before you walk into someone else's house, you should first knock. You shouldn't suddenly walk into someone else's house unannounced. Similarly, Chazal tell us about the clothing that the Kohen Gadol would wear, the Shemona Begadim, that on the bottom of his cloak would be Pa'amon V'rimon, he would have these bells, so that when he would walk into God's house, when he would walk into the Heichal, he would announce himself first by the jingling of these bells. But these are all examples of walking into someone else's house. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaviyachal coming into man's world, when the Kohen Gadol would be walking into the Beis HaMikdash. But when someone's walking into their own house, and more specifically, when someone's walking into their office, you'd have to knock first. The Gemara in today's daf, in fact, says that there are four people, there are four types of people, four different activities that cause God to despise such a person. And among them is someone who walks into his own house without knocking, the kol shekein lebeis chavero. Certainly into your friend's house. The Gemara explicitly says that you're not allowed to walk into your own house without knocking. So from here, my friend thought that even when you're walking into your office, it should be appropriate. You should knock first. But the truth is that the context of the Gemara in today's daf, it's clear that it's unique. The reason why you would have to knock before coming into your house, that you shouldn't walk into your house suddenly, is to avoid a situation where someone's acting in a private manner inside your house, and you would walk in and see him in a fashion in which he wouldn't want to be seen. It's a concept of tznius. And therefore, when you're walking into your own home, you have to be concerned there are other people in your house that may be acting in a private manner. You should be concerned, notify them before you walk in. However, when you're walking into your own office, and there isn't a concern that anyone's going to be there acting in a private manner, it would seem that there's no necessity that you knock first. However, if you're walking to someone else's house, over there the argument is that there's nothing to do with tznius. Over there it's just a basic decency and derech eretz to ask permission, to notify someone, I'm coming in, it's your house, I need a permission. But coming to your own home or your own office where you don't need permission, and there wouldn't be a concern of someone acting in a private manner, then in fact it would seem you do not need to announce yourself and you'd be able to walk in suddenly.